Moving along through the now second to last week of session with a lot still not just accomplished, but a lot still to go as well. But one of those accomplishments includes your order of protection legislation.
Yes, we are so excited about that. I've kept everyone updated as we've gone through it, but we have the orders of protection now on the governor's desk. It's extended orders of protection for those women or men who are dealing with domestic violence or post-divorce or separation violence. And so after a judge has ordered protection order and then they still have trouble, this would allow the judge with the evidence to be able to make those up to lifetime if the abuser is refusing to abide by the law. And so I'm super excited those are on the governor's desk. We also finished the budget. We've come out of conference committee. So it appears that everything that we were working to protect for Southeast Missouri has been protected, and we will take those final votes. So I'm equally excited about that. And then the Second Amendment Preservation Act, we had that in fiscal review, and we were able to vote that out. And so it just has one more stop, and that is the Senate floor. So I'm pretty optimistic about it. As I've said from the beginning, that's the most important bill. I think we've got to get on the governor's desk, and we have a whole week left to finish it. The Senate floor is the only place it has left to go, providing it doesn't get any amendments. And we are, those of us who are really, really wanting to get it done, I think are going to try our best to protect it from getting any amendments and needing to go back through any of the process.
And I know in that regard, the Senate version had a little bit of time, I think 2 weeks ago, but this, again, this is the final step for this House bill.
Right. This is the House bill. And so it's already finished its process in the House. And so this is the one that is the closest to being done. I think we're going to get there.